really close to hobo.
I am a lawyer? Laborer.
Laborer or lawyer.
There you go.
As in, like, you're one who is in labor?
Yep. That is definitely a job.
Yeah.
You need a doctor now, or a midwife.
They keep disappearing, but I have a couple of them left.
So, laborer. Tell me about your, what kind of labor do you do?
Oh, bricklaying.
Oh, nice.
That's a solid unit.
Ooh, there. That cat almost didn't make it. All right.
That was rocked. You're usually good with your jumps.
Maybe I could be a laborer turned stuntman.
Mm.
Or a taxi driver.
Right. That's a labor.
A stuntman turned taxi driver?
Stuntman who, like, Ubers in the evenings. Mm. Yeah.
Uses, like, the beat-up cars.
There you go.
Yep, that's it. All right. We'll just gotta make a choice.
There you go.
So, So do I want to be more stuntman or more taxi driver?
It sounds like more stuntman.
Yeah. I assume there are probably more useful skills as a stuntman. No offense, taxi drivers, but...
It completely depends on what the scenario is.
I mean, people skills are out through the chart with a taxi driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of stunt people can do, you know,
real
driving
good at cleaning up your taxi.
Stunts, so... Mm-hmm. There's some overlap.
Oh, there's plenty of overlap.
Yeah, they're really good at finding locations.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is some group of equipment that you guys will get. One is a vehicle. And
who wants the mystery mobile?
It makes
sense.
Yeah, I mean, with my Uber,
book dealer.
Two is
Call of Cthulhu classic.
Enough forged IDs that you could probably pass with most people. With some fast talk, you can pass with people who are in law enforcement and stuff.
Oh, that makes sense for me. I'm an illegal alien.
Okay.
Hey, there we go.
Do you mean like an undocumented worker?
Undocumented.
Or
yeah.
Like a literal
so
alien.
All of my IDs are just fake. So I can work at random places. I'm from Canada.
Yes.
Overstayed your visa.
Green card.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, this place is pretty good. I mean, no healthcare, but you know, it's pretty good.
Canada just won't let you back in.
Yeah. Like, we don't want you.
Canada has its problems, too.
Yeah, and when you hear somebody yell, why don't you go back to where you came from, you look around nervously, and then some guy's just like, I'm from Milwaukee.
No, where your people originally came from. Well, how far back are we going? Because, I mean, technically everybody came from Africa, man.
98.
Birthplace. My mom, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Birthplace, vagina.
Got it.
Egg.
Let's roll an age.
Yeah, as you say, what age...
Long term doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I was thinking maybe like. I kind of want to be like an old stuntman, which is maybe why I've gone to the Uber route. Like, I'm just.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first 86. Of all.
86.
Golden Girls.
Maybe a little too old. Let's reroll that one.
It would be fine if you weren't a laborer.
15.
Yeah. Just never retired.
All right, do you have something else for us?
Okay,
41. There we go.
Let me look at that file first.
For the record, I am taking the campaign seriously. I'm just having fun with the character development.
No,
I just want to clarify.
How dare you have fun? I mean,
opposite
no.
For me.
I want to burn it to the ground.
Reel it back.
But I'm taking this character creation
very
seriously.
But no, please have fun.
Mandatory.
Mandatory, I guess. Weird Al Yankovic's mandatory fun album.
Stuntman.
Yeah.
Stuntman.
If I was only on...
My name is Crash Thunder, and on the side of my car, I've written Ride the Thunder to support my Uber. Unfortunately, on my license plate, all I can fit is RDDATUR. So that's Ride the Turd. But you get the idea, right? You feel it?
I feel it.
All right,
ride you the get turd. Like, you get that one person that's like, is that a sex worker or...
Yes. Well, I've had a few people see my Fatagan license plate and go, fat again? I'm like, did you? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's one way of looking is like, admittedly, you gotta know the inside joke or it's gonna go right over your head. All right. Character generation.
So I don't know.
Break out your D6.
It's 2D6 and 3D6?
Yeah, 2D6 and 3D6. It's 3 2D6 and 5 3D6, I think. 6 3D6.
Yeah, I've for every single time we play this, enough time has passed that I have no idea what I'm doing again.
My 3D6 luck is really good so far.
Okay, first
just
of all,
yes.
Do you want to play with the age effects before you decide what your age is?
I assume it hurts your physicality, and does it add
your
skill
wisdom.
Points? What's the?
It improves your education.
You get more educated. As
oh,
you're wise.
But I, as a stunt person, I don't know if I would have really.
That will translate into more
awesome.
Points, I think. Well, it depends on your career.
Maybe it would be more sensical as potential heroes to be. I'm trying to break into the stunt business. I've gotten a few side gigs.
Also, if you're very young, 15 to 19 years old, you have to deduct 5 points among strength and size. And education.
To fully grow.
But you get to roll luck twice and take the higher value. 20 to 39 years old is base. And then, like, every 10 years after that, you start getting improvements and deductions. So... We can either play with those, but everybody has to agree to it, or not play with those, and everybody has to agree to it. Because you all are doing one or the other.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I don't mind having them in there. I will just throw out my usual, like, let's have everybody be at least legal age in the USA.
To what?
Legal adult.
Yeah, legal adult, please.
Well, that depends on what you want to be legal for.
It's mostly 18. And then 21.
Yeah, what? 21's just for...
25 if we want to rent a car.
Yeah, it's like renting a car by a hotel. The government...
Smoking
effectively,
now is 21.
So. Oh, yeah, that has changed. Yeah.
Oh, did that change?
Yeah. Which, I mean, I'm all for, but...
I don't know. How old do you have to be to own a gun?
Zero.
Well, own the gun.
Well. Zero.
Yeah.
Your parents can buy it for you, and thus you can legally own it.
How old is...
I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, Siri. How old is Jason Bateman?
Ooh.
Jason Bateman is 54 years old.
All right, what does 54 do to my age?
Okay.
Approximately.
54.
You make 3 improvements to education.
Okay.
And you deduct 10 points among strength, con, and dex.
Ooh,
so,
that's not good.
And then
and
reduce
you
your
reduce,
appearance by 10.
Yeah.
What's this game saying about getting older?
Yeah, I was going to say that I was going to be Jason Bateman's like stunt double, which is why I don't have a lot of work, but it's my claim to fame. But
what stunt double is actually
I know,
near the
I
same
know,
age
I know, I know.
As the actor?
What's the next one down? 35? Is that the last time things don't start going downhill?
Okay. 39 is the top end of just make one improvement to education. All right. And nothing else.
Then 39.
20 to 39 is the sweet spot for adventure.
Yeah. That
in
is.
Call of Cthulhu.
At 42, I take insult, but that's all right.
Fair. Yeah. The game is telling you right now you've lost either strength, dex, and con, and your appearance has dropped by 5 points. But you
know,
get to make another education check, so it might have increased your education.
Touch of gray, you know. That's.
I had that at 30.
Yeah.
So
oh, okay. Premature aging.
Yeah. All right, so...
I'm just hoping I don't follow my debts next and get the same way. being full head in the 30s.
Mm.
Full head of green.
Yeah, I think my grandparents were pretty good in terms of hair, so right. I should be okay, because it like jumps directions.
On the two like opposites, thinning and gray very early, and then like my grandma's in her 80s and still only has the whiskers of gray.
Damn. That's some good genetics.
Yeah, Katie's Ecuadorian, so it'll be the same thing. Like, she'll be in her 70s and then kind of maybe gray. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I never did gray. I just went to no hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does happen to a decent amount of people.
Yeah. I am, by the way, a like, host slash waitress.
A host?
Yes. You know, like,
we're going like the Japanese friend. Host?
Alright.
host club?
I mean, if you want, but...
Oh, yeah, okay, American host. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's basically the waiter, but, you know, they're being put in the front because they don't need that many people right now, and then they'll be a waiter when
good
they get
time.
Two fulls.
I'm getting decent stat rolls. Very high and very low. It's been fun so far.
Lowest is a 10.
Oh, okay, appearance is hitting the dirt.
36.
This is going to help me decide who this character is.
I definitely need lots of willpower for working with customers.
Yep. 6. That's decent. That's good. 14. 70.
11.
10. I'm leaning towards a hacker at this point. Or some sort of...
Oh, no, it's just 2 seconds. Okay.
Some sort of skill-leaning profession. Decent power, though. That's nice.
Technically a legal profession during Prohibition. What?
What?
In case of serving liquor.
For what?
Oh, waitress.
Oh, okay. That makes sense,
exist
yeah.
Exist working in a legal speaking. Accounting, art.
Look, one day I'll get that wild errant hair up my ass and we'll do
art, dodge,
urban
listen.
Jungle again.
Yeah. Strength sucks, which is not good for a laborer.
Yeah.
You're what?
Just be efficient about how you lift.
There you go, yeah.
Or use your size.
Ooh, jeez.
My size is 55, so I'll stop that.
Not lucky.
Come on, appearance. Can we lift the book and see?
It's a 6. It's still
totally
a 6. You should have trusted me.
This is why I was a stunt double and not the actor.
Fair. As long as he can still act.
Two interpersonal skills. 60.
Yeah, I kind of like that setup.
Charm and persuade.
So, my highs. I've got an 85 in dex.
Oh,
75 in con. 65 in power, and 70 in int. Pretty solid. My lows, I've got a 45 in strength, a 45 in size, and a 30 in luck.
Oh boy.
30
in
luck.
I almost want to make you take the Cthulhu Mythos package because of those scores.
I got a 90 in luck.
I mean, yeah, they're all over the place. I would be very
yeah, it sounds like you've had
a
really lucky life.
All right.
Damn.
Yeah, 80 in con and intelligence.
Oh.
Everything else is 55 and below.
Damn.
Well, luck's 90. How do we roll HP again?
It's a addition thing.
Yes,
it's like you're the average between your size or
right.
your strength.
Lilith and I are both searching the same document looking for it.
So do I...
Speed.
I add...
There it is.
I add a d6 for education?
No, so you will roll... What is it? A d100.
Two d6.
You're trying to fail it?
Yes, so you're trying to roll above.
Yeah, so you're trying to roll above your education, so quote-unquote fail it. If you fail it, then you get to add...
A d10.
I think it's a d10 or something. It's sizable if you succeed. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so hit points. Everybody, when you've got a moment, listen up. Hit points are derived by adding con and size attributes and dividing the total by 10, round down for fractions. So con and size get added together, and then just get rid of the ones place.
Because that's your tens place. Or the big number.
Yeah. So the fifth value. If you hit 11, you're doing decent.
Which box is it? There's two boxes. Is the tiny one and the bigger one?
The tiny one, the maximum.
Okay. Yeah. I can't read it.
Otherwise, it's just the average between your fifth values.
Yeah.
Is like your
Let's
power.
Add 12 hit points.
Power.
I think it's just equal to your power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does everybody have their stats done so we can do a couple of other quick calculations?
Almost.
Magic. Okay. I don't have.
Yeah, most people.
Yeah. Magic is another one we'll calculate. Sanity. Excuse me, is calculated. Sanity. Speed is calculated or move, depending on which version of the sheet you get. I think ours is move in the bottom right. There's also build, which will give you a bonus. That is effectively like a variation on like, what is build? Like size, but
it's strength and size.
Size, yeah. But it's supposed to represent like physique almost or
yeah,
musculature.
It's supposed to, yeah, it's like physique. It affects things like your damage bonus, but it also makes. If you're bigger than your target, you can do combat maneuvers easier.
Easier to grapple, trip, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good. Yep. And then your damage bonus is also based on your strength and size. So
yeah.
Obviously, the bigger and stronger you are, the harder you hit people with your fist.
Or
foot.
Melee,
or knee.
Or
yeah,
melee
yeah,
weapons.
Anything. It's not just unarmed.
32.
All right. Judson, as soon as you're done...
All right, I've got the stats. I don't have skills. What do you need?
Oh, no. I was going to help everybody run through calculated stats at the same time.
Oh, this is actually a really helpful little list here.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it's probably the same one we've got on the Google Doc.
Okay.
It vaguely looks like it. If not, it's similar enough in idea. All right. Add your strength and size together. If it comes out between 85 or 124... You have a build of 0, and you have no damage bonus.
Ooh.
Okay. Is that both of you? Or are you above that?
That's me.
I'm above that.
Okay, so
where's,
you're above
where's
that.
Build? Where are we?
Well, what's your...
Build's bottom right of the sheet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what's your size and strength added together?
140.
So you'd have a build of 1, and a damage bonus of 1d4.
Yep.
All right.
God, mine's gonna suck.
Hey, there are benefits for being small.
I kind of want to, like, tweak my stats to make that happen, because I'm right on the lower edge of regular build.
Oh, so you're, like, around 85?
I'm at 90 exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm tempted to be like, well, close enough. Is there ways to... I know you can... Technically, if you're younger, your size and then your strength and dex can go down.
Yeah.
But I'd rather not take the hit to education.
So, this is actually in another book that's a similar system,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of like the idea.
Can I turn the page?
Is you can move up to 5 points from a stat to another stat, and you can do that with all of your stats.
Cool. Okay.
But you can't remove any more than 5 from 1.
From 1. Got it. That's perfect. That'll let my size go down to 40 and strength down to 40, so I can be small.
It says occupation skills are education times 2 plus da 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 da. Does that mean whatever you rolled originally?
No, that's the
times 5.
The regular. Yeah.
Oh, because then this goes into percentages. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was still a little bit in D&D world. Like, I have, like, hundreds of skill points. All right.
It feels great, and then you realize, wait, this is 100.
It comes 1 to 1.
Yep. It's still good, though. It'll buff out.
Strength. They're the same, so that doesn't
matter. Let's bump power and education.
I should never erase that.
Oh, education's the one you can't bump.
Okay. Bump intelligence, then.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. It's, yeah, one of those where it's just gotta know, that's all. 15 and 14 there. Okay, good. I am now small. Six. Damage bonus of minus.
Are we all little people? Is that what we're discovering? Which is...
I don't think so. Well, I mean,
it's a different story.
What's everybody's size?
No, I'm...
Zero?
I'm
no,
one.
No, size.
65.
Okay.
55. 75. But, I mean, we could
got
be,
a good range,
we're dwarven. We're, yeah. Yeah, we're...
Stout.
I'm 75, but 3 feet tall.
Tall.
And it's weird, because I'm not wide either. I'm just... what is the opposite?
Dense.
Yeah, dense. I'm very dense. People tell me that my whole life. If my skill list has one or the other, it's a choice. Like, you don't take both. It seems like an obvious question, but it still seems like
for,
something.
For where?
So, like, here it actually says, like, electrical repair or mechanical repair.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it'll be, like, choose two of three.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. As a way to kind of show where you've gained some specialization within your field.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it is a fun and interesting question to ask, because nowadays, in terms of jobs at least, people tend to be pushed to be as specialized as possible in some jobs, and in others they want you to be as, I don't know, well-rounded as possible, jack-of-all-trades.
Drive automobile, I guess. 15. So I can't choose... I can't choose ride... Oh, ride as animal?
Yes. Yeah, ride okay. is like riding a horse.
Yep. Right. You drive a motorcycle in the system.
It's like I have a skill being a passenger in a vehicle.
Some people do. And they're proud of it.
But please note that the only time you'd be asked to make a drive check is if there was something on the line.
Yeah. You don't have to make a drive check if it's not interesting or legitimately threatening.
Yeah.
That being said, failed drive checks are usually somewhere in the catastrophic range. Mm. Usually.
Depending on what you're trying to do, yes.
Yep. Okay. Magic points are just the fifth of power.
Yes.
That's simple.
And is there a maximum for percentage of points you put in any skill?
I like to keep it at 90. But please note that my 90 would be world class in a skill.
Yeah, it's... You're making TED Talks.
Yeah.
And, hey, well, okay, actually, that's not as prestigious as it used to be.
But 90 is literally one of the best in the world.
Yeah. Yep. When you start pushing beyond that, you start pushing, like, Batman territory.
Yeah, 75 is, like, the high end of skilled. Oh, excuse me.
Magic, occupational skills...
And that's just my personal preference because I like a game that's, you know, there can be really skilled people.
Mm-hmm. And I always like the idea that it's like, well, it's supposed to be a horror game. Failure is important in that. But it is nice to have some things where you're like, yeah, I'm not likely to fail.
Yeah, and it's like, if you're going to push something up to 90, you're going to give something up.
Yep.
Part of me wants to put no points into fighting, where, like, I have great technique, but I've literally never hit anybody.
Okay,
like...
so how that works is you have a base skill.
Yep. Yeah, I know. And, I just imagine, like, as a stunt person, like, I'm just used to throwing all my punches.
Yeah, you're used to it being choreographed.
Yeah.
You show up to a real fight, and you're like, I practice this for... And you just get decked.
No, that's legitimate.
Yep.
So then you're Steven Seagal.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Always remember I think it was an SNL skit of Steven Seagal's ultra, ultra, ultra widescreen in which it's basically like taking 8 different scenes of a movie, including the like refreshments area, and it's all just being displayed at once. It's been a while since I've seen that one. Always makes me chuckle. All right. Sanity is just power, yes?
Yeah, I guess he can.
Well, I'll at least be relatively sane. Just not lucky. Backstory equipment. Specialized skills, credit rating. Alright, I'm at a point where when we've got a free book, I will happily take a free book.
Do you need it?
No.
You do?
No.
And we decide our own credit rating based on the character? Or is that rolled?
It should have a range. First of all, you have to have skill points to put into it.
Okay.
To raise it.
Okay.
Secondly, your career should have a range that it needs.
Well, it said 10 to 50.
Yeah.
So you've got to fall between there.
Yeah.
Right, but is that, like, the percentage points I can put into it? Is that...
Yeah, it starts at 0.
Okay.
You put percentage points, you need to get it up to at least 10, you can go up to 50. But those are points from your, like, occupation skills.
Oh, that's literally credit rating here.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
It's almost a way to show, like, all the,
But you have to use your personal interest?
Not necessarily.
All credit rating can be used with your occupational skills. You can use either one or both.
In the sunlight. That's where that D12 went. Right.
What arts and crafts would a customer service?
As a hostess, or a host, like origami, like you're just always like holding the menus.
Yeah, that's where I went with that origami. It's like
acting, like you actually want to be here.
Put on your happy face.
Makeup too.
Fake enthusiasm. Okay, let's see if I get my education.
I'd put that as disguise.
Nice, 78 out of 65. All right,
it's more of a.
Let's double check. Is it a D10 for education?
50.
Yes, it is a D10.
Okay. Well, let's see what we get. Because this will help determine skills. Plus 7. Nice.
Okay.
Puts me up to, what, 72? I will be a decent computer programmer.
Yes, absolutely. Do not do your skills until you've done your education check. Because that can change things.
Especially with my skill points being education times 4.
Not with an 8. My education check. So 5, 10.
One day I'll play a cowboy slash girl.
So if you were a non-binary cowboy, would you just be a cowboy?
A cowpoke.
Or just a cow?
Cowpoke would be the standardization of it. I could see some people wanting cowthey, but
or just like rancher.
Not me personally. Yeah, ranger.
Rancher.
Yeah, rancher. Rustler. Could always just do cow folk.
Yeah. The best equivalent, so maybe we're in this.
Alright. Calculator. Let me calculate my skill points. Because I don't want to do the math.
I'm going to put a bunch of points into disguise because, again, I've got to look like Jason Bateman.
It's important.
But I'm kind of much stockier than him, so, you know, I gotta.
Hey, whatever you think fits the character.
Let's push computer use real hard. I'm supposed to be a hacker.
So you went with the hacker?
Yep. Specifically hacker, not the computer programmer slash technician. So I can get access to more of the social engineering skills.
Come on, shouldn't you be extremely buff then? I saw Black Hat.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
That being said, it honestly depends on the social engineer. Society has done a wonderful job conditioning us to think that all hackers are basement dwellers, but the majority of hackers are, surprise, regular-looking folk.
Yeah. Still don't think they look like Chris Hemsworth, though.
Yeah, usually not.
Yeah.
There are some exceptions to the rule.
I imagine there would be.
But, yeah, most of the time you'll see that with, like, penetration testers, where their whole job is, like, can I break into a location physically? Through social engineering, in which case, yeah, looking, not necessarily looking buff, but being buff enough to handle yourself can be important, especially when you may need to force things open from time to time. Library use. Maybe.
Is important.
It's always important, but
yeah.
We live in a day and age where few people own library cards.
Well, library use will also be used to look things up online.
So what's computer use for? Checkmate.
Using a calculator.
That would be...
I would argue that's a free action. Unless you're doing some real
high-level
stuff.
That's accounting, come on.
Yeah, yeah, that, to be fair, if it's high-level stuff, that should be accounting.
I don't know. It's a little different.
I mean, if it's like
differential calc,
trying to search and reference.
Yeah,
that's library.
That should be library use. Agreed.
Whether you're like using a card catalog or a computer.
Yeah, but if you're just Googling something, that should. Really
if you're just
be a
Googling
role.
Something, that's just like you can do it.
Yeah. At best, you'd use computer use to refine your search parameters, but that's about all.
I mean, no, I would say you use library use to refine your search parameters because you're trying to reference and stuff.
So, psychology versus psychoanalysis.
Ah, yes.
So, psychology is basically your insight. It's reading people.
Mm-hmm.
Psychoanalysis is just like actual having a degree in psychology and, you know, prescribing drugs and stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the science versus the application.
Yeah. I'm going to go with psychology. I got to get inside the head of the people that I portray when I'm flipping cars as them.
Yep.
How would they flip this car?
It's what makes you the best.
Well, it will. It'll make me the best someday. I know it. My mom keeps telling me. I love my mom, by the way. That's also part of...
Was she a stunt woman?
She was.
Ooh, there you go.
And I'm not going to go the cliche that my father was a stunt man who died.
So your mother was the stunt woman who lived?
Yeah. And she's disappointed in me always.
Why haven't you died yet? You're not doing dangerous enough stunts.
When I was your age, I'd already died 5 times.
And how much for our personal skills?
It's int times 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spanish.
16. I'm just gonna get really good at mechanical repair, I guess.
Your backstory can be as detailed as you want it. But things I at least mm-hmm. want to know mm-hmm. are, how did you get involved with this group? Who in this group brought you in? What have they done for you? And are you a firstborn child?
Where are we? Mm-hmm.
Hello? Mom, it's Sunday. Yeah, I know you are. I know you are. I'm at my game right now. Can I call you back? Okay.
Where are we at?
Well, you are not really tied to any one location. You'll eventually be going to... Let me look at that.
It's like
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
I assume Ohio.
The land of Cleve.
Not randomly. Cleveland, Tennessee.
You never know.
It is Cleveland, Ohio, but we can change that to Tennessee if you would like.
That's going to confuse everything, isn't it?
Surprisingly not. Not for this one.
Alright. Down to just 10 whatever skills.
Also, somewhere in one of the two books, there are character packages that basically give you some kind of benefit, but also, I think, reduce your sanity a bit, and maybe give you a few skills. I know it's one of the only ways to start with Cthulhu Mythos skill, so if you want to take one of those, feel free. You will have to find it, though. I think it's in the back of the Keeper's book.
Keeper's?
Or it may be the back of the Player's book. I
vaguely feel like it was in Keeper's, but I will give this a quick look.
Where are you from there, Kyle?
Toronto.
Oh, really?
Are you still an immigrant from Toronto?
Toronto.
Do you have a Torontese accent? Because
he just keeps looking at you, blinking, and just saying Toronto.
Reminds me of The Simpsons, where it's like Bart gets put in a special class, and they're like, "They think I'm slow, but I'm just from Canada."
Stunt people. I would say LA. We'll go New Reno. Like just a diet LA. Just to really drive home. Reno. Residence? What does that mean? The kind of home you have?
It's not that important.
But what does it mean?
I think it
lifestyle.
Let me look at the sheet.
Yeah, like what a
residence, I assume, would be where you live.
Okay, so there's birthplace and residence.
Yeah,
because
they can be different.
Or yeah,
like lifestyle.
It's not lifestyle.
It's literally an address.
Yeah, it's credit rating is closer to lifestyle.
Yeah, residence would be where you're currently residing. Whereas birthplace would be where you're from, originally.
Excuse me. Alright, let's see if I can accidentally shoot somebody again this game. Alright, so that's weapons.
Do you actually fill in all the other columns, or do you just do the first one and do the math when it happens?
There's a chart in there.
Yeah, that is
in the book.
I mean, half and then the fifth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's up to you.
Yeah.
It's just such a...
It depends what you got.
It When it's the same number over and over.
Yeah, that's easy. Well, yeah. I'm not worried about the halves.
So the tens you can start with 50 is 10, and then you go like plus 5 for every 5.
If I was going to suggest, only worry about doing it with skills you think you're going to use.
Well, I have no idea.
Yeah, just fill it in as you go. That tends to be the easy way.
Because 70 is 14.
Once you use it and need it,
odds are
then lean into it.
Odd.
Yeah, I think the special packages are in the handler's book.
Okay.
At least I haven't been able to find it yet. Maybe.
I think it was like right at like. I thought I saw it in the player's still.
Not good. I have the education of a college graduate, bachelor's degree.
I'm a simpleton.
So 65 is
dope.
What, 32?
You say you're a simpleton. I try to pull up my calculator and open my camera. So
I always pull up my calendar instead of my calculator. It's the CX.
Yeah, like
and you round down, is that right?
Yeah, it's like 32, right?
Yeah.
32 and then 13. 15, 11.
What's 11?
55.
What's half of 55? 26? 27.
27.
75.
So that should be 14.
14?
Got them sharp eyes.
Well, because 70 is an odd number, so your fifth is going to be. Sorry, it's even, so your fifth value will be even.
15?
Okay. 14.
And
15.
All right.
All right, let's go.
And we're kind of doing hard and fast with the equipment. If it's something you think that you need to put down on your character sheet, go for it. If it's something that comes up and you think you should have it, there's a good chance that you would. We'll just say you do.
Okay.
So
of course I have a stethoscope. I'm a mechanic from Toronto.
Gotta make sure that ticker's still ticking,
yeah? I'm just a laborer for hire.
So what are everyone's names?
Sir, yet unnamed.
Gotcha.
Sir is
so
even
to
a presumption at this point.
I know you're enjoying the sun, but the back
I was
of my neck is
Jason Bateman's stunt double in Zootopia.
Nice.
What's a good Jason Bateman movie?
Teen Wolf 2.
Teen Wolf 2. That there might be action in there, though. I don't know how I feel about that.
That was just boxing, so you didn't even need to drive or do anything.
In
the best stunt devil work. Down with the
stunt dodgeball.
There you go.
Game night. The Ozarks.
I was his stunt double in Horrible Bosses 2.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
Nice.
Very much needed. Smoking aces.
My mom was actually stunt double in Horrible Bosses 1, and she won't let me live it.
She got the original. She got the sequel.
Colin Farrell's stunt double.
Damn, she's good.
It's going to be Kevin Spacey's stunt double, but English, you looked out there. Your mom gets all the manly roles.
Yeah.
She's always rubs in your face like, I played Dolph Lundgren once.
Damn it.
Dolph Lundgren's actually going to play me in my life story, so.
Ooh, remember when you were Michael Cera in that one movie?
All right, let's go hacker name generator. give me the edgiest bullshit you
Paunch
can.
Gigabyte.
What paunch?
There was
cache memory.
Yeah, no, there was this character named Bob Duca from Comedy Bang Bang, and he would just come on like he was like Scott's stepdad for like 2 weeks. Like, he just comes on because he's sad and lonely, but he's like, I took this creative class and just had to create characters, and he's like, here's a list of them, and just names the characters. It's just like Omar Bloodknife, Detective Frank Shark.
I already like the first one ChatGPT gave me. Zero Cool.
That's pretty solid.
Zero with an X? X-E-R-O.
Yeah, we've got to leadify it a little bit.
Wait
but
a minute.
Taking that one. That's solid.
Wait a minute. No, that was solid. That was fucking, what's his name in the movie Hackers?
Okay, let me just look up the name of everybody from Hackers and then steal
that,
or
that
modify
was,
one of them.
That was totally his hacker name.
Black Hat?
No, the movie Hackers.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the other lists of stereotypical hacker names.
Hacker names from Hackers. Here we go. Hack the Planet, Meat Porn, Bad Code, Rain Rage, Alakazam. God, I don't remember that one.
Techno Rat?
Mr. Robot, Tyler Durden.
Really?
Yeah. Clever wordplay, clever puns, bad puns, some might say, or pop culture references. Honestly, Bad Code I like because it's written in such a way that it is hex code. So it's actually like 0xBADC0DE. Technically
so
works as hex.
In the prologue of Hackers,
mm-hmm.
He apparently goes by Zero Cool.
Yeah, that nice. Was his name before he got out of, I guess,
prison.
He wasn't ever in prison, he was just on parole.
Yeah.
But yeah, once he got off of probation, then he like changed it because I guess he didn't. Jeez, it's been since the 90s since all right. I saw that movie.
I asked you to make it more 80s style.
I mean, I've got some good things to work off of here.
What were the questions you wanted us to think about?
Must be short and memorable, funny or clever, mysterious or intriguing, technical or cyber-related, edgy
okay.
or rebellious.
And how we know each other.
What happened that gave you the brush with the mythos? How did you get brought into the group, and who brought you in, and are you the firstborn?
Name generators for everything. This is a Canadian name generator.
Oh, fucking love it.
David Aboot.
What's all this about that, eh?
Margaret Maple Syrup. was there coffee? Was that the thing?
I don't think it got remade.
Oh, no, don't worry. No,
remake it?
No.
I mean, start the water up and I'll. As soon as I put a name down, I'll be prepped and ready.
Ooh, this one generates an AI image of what you should look like, too.
As a Canadian?
I thought that was for the hacker for
ooh,
a moment.
Give
like
an address and a phone number to play with?
You should.
Fake email?
That's a real person.
Yeah, this is an actual person. You're just stealing their identity. This is how identity theft happens, by accident. While
identity theft isn't a joke, guys.
It's just a Google search away.
Miles Gerard. St. Sophie de Chenelle, Nova Scotia.
Sam, for some reason now, when I'm at your place, Slim Chickens just seems the appropriate
place to order from.
It's right there, yeah.
I have. As if I were a cat? Being led by a cat? There's something there. We'll workshop it.
Well, I mean, you're surrounded by cats.
Yeah.
And you want them to smell your bag.
Phrasing.
If you know what I mean.
You're not wrong, but also, phrasing.
It's funny because it sounded like he meant smell testicles.
Flaming Kuma?
That place is dope.
Is that a euphemism? What is this?
It's like Korean corn dogs.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the outside is like you choose what the outside is like. The inside could be like cheese or it could be a hot dog. Or
it's like crazy
this
topping
is Korean,
corn dogs.
Man.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, Korea loves to, like, do weird American things and then, like, spice it up.
Classic.
It's the classic spam, but
I gotta send this to
We finally got a Korean fried chicken place down on Sagamore Parkway. Korean barbecue, Korean fried chicken, and sushi. It's like a weird fusion. Ooh.
Gotta get all the markets.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of the Korean places here don't actually do Korean fried chicken. They just do bulgogi.
I like Korean fried chicken if it's like good white breast meat. Sometimes you get it's a little too authentic, and it's...
I mean, most of the time it's usually just wings, right?
For
Korean fried chicken.
I mean, in the modern world, most of the Korean fried chicken could be just like KFC or other stuff. It's just...
Start filling in how we know each other. Did you happen to find the encounter with the supernatural package?
I did not. I'm pretty sure it's not in that book.
Damn. What is it, 7th edition?
Yeah.
And then we're doing... It's not a back... Is it a background? Do you know what it's called? Let's put it that way.
I want to say skill package, but I don't know if that's what it is.
Well, Google it and see. Occupations and skills. Maybe not. Experience packages.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then it gives you the page number and it's like, joke's on you, I actually have the book. I just can't find it.
I might be. Investigator's Handbook, page 61? It was earlier.
Yeah, because I thought it was earlier than the occupations.
Yeah.
I thought I saw it.
War experience, police experience, organized crime experience, medical experience, mythos experience.
Because I thought I saw it, like, right after you derived your stats.
Yeah, it could be. Cthulhu Mythos gets 1d10 plus 5. Reduce sanity by the amount you gain Cthulhu Mythos. If a believer, deduct sanity to equal the Cthulhu Mythos gained. Add 2 of the following to the character's backstory. Injury or scar, phobia, mania, or encounter with strange entity associated with Mythos experience. And spells only if a believer, with Keeper's permission. Keeper will determine what spells you have access to, if any. I will probably duck out on any spells.
I mean, I'd let you have something if it was in reason. No summoning Yawgthoth.
I mean, you gotta have the tactical nuke available.
Nevertheless, have nukes.
Gotta be a proper American. Nuclear weapon. Oh, okay, that's gonna hit San a little bit. That's a 13 plus to the Cthulhu Mythos. Cool damage. Bumps it to a nice 13. And drops sanity, max, and current down by 13.
Did you ever eat your pizza?
No. It was all around a terrible idea.
But you learn something from it, and that's what matters.
Hopefully.
Scar, injury, mania, current. We'll do an encounter with an entity, and then...
Why can't I just get Tinder's a la carte, as they say?
No, actually, injury.
I'm
going to
do Korean
sense.
Corn dogs. Everyone does Korean corn dogs,
huh? The strange entities. Yeah.
Like, even the McKorean corn dog, the...
Two phobias real quick.
You're doing Slim Chickens?
Yeah, you want anything?
Yes. Would you mind bribing your DM with some Tinders or something?
Would make my day.
I can always share the fries or...
Yeah.
You get one free reroll.
Well, why don't you give it a look? Because there's a variety of things.
I...
No. What do you want? Do you want a sandwich? Do you want Tinders?
Tinders are fine, yeah.
All right.
What sauce?
Don't you start with that bullshit.
Well, you got Slim Sauce, right. Don't Want to Know, Ranch.
It's like a cayenne.
Honey mustard, blue cheese, gravy, buffalo.
It's not a diet. Yeah.
Various honey, spicy, and Korean barbecues.
Korean corn dog sauce. All the marbles.
Just full of gore.
Or no sauce.
I don't know. None of those sounded great.
None of them sounded good? You could just do no sauce and then you just get tenders.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sometimes you gotta be
sauce. You want Dr. Pepper with that?
Yes, please.
Leading to the next question. Where are the manias and phobias? They're
pretty far back.
Yeah.
I believe it's this book or in the end of the other book.
It's either in the appendix or look in the index because they will definitely tell you because I'm pretty sure it's in the keepers.
It was like 3/4 of the way back.
Oh, keepers?
Yeah.
No, we do have phobias here. Okay, 2-2-1. There's a chance.
Though it may also be in the players. So.
Yeah. Sometimes they split them.
What was your?
Well, the thing with those books is. Now? They'll put something in the keepers, but also put it in the investigators.
Yeah.
Wayne.
Okay, yeah. They don't have any, or they don't have the wonderful list to roll and do, so I might.
There was like a list of 100.
I don't think it's in.
I'm
looking at the investigators.
Natalie.
The other one.
Where is the keeper?
Natalie. Like N is in Nicaragua.
Back to Lance.
Natalie.
Yes.
All right.
Lance, do you still have the keeper?
Oh, it's right here next to you.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't.
Let's see if it's in the index of this one.
It was in there because I saw it was like a list of 100 things.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Just roll here.
What was your hacker name?
Launch Gigabyte.
Dead Code.
Mm.
Another wonderful hex value.
Is that French?
Yeah. French Canadian, actually.
Oh. Huh.
Yes, if you have names, please enlighten me.
Government name is Kai.
No, we're only calling you Dead Code.
Excellent.
I'm just going to call you Dead.
Or I figure when we eventually get on the bad side of the law, they're going to have to throw the government name for that moment of, like, escalation.
Yeah.
If you prefer, can I call you Mr. Code, Mrs. Code, Sir Code?
I prefer Dead.
Dead, okay.
Yeah.
That's where you're getting.
Dead is the pronoun.
Pronouns, they, them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they do have the quick reference halves chart. Is the index so I can try to find the list. Spells, alien artifacts, beasts.
Crash Thunder. Maybe you've seen me as the stunt person in Jason Bateman's Horrible Bosses 2.
Phobias. There we go.
Is that one word or two?
Is it hyphenated?
Crash is my first name. Thunder is my it's my stunt name. Crash Thunder, two
of
words.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
You don't get far in Hollywood with a regular name.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He, him.
Yes,
I've heard Crash is a first name before.
I could see it as a first name. Yeah.
I had an elven character who went by Crash because they had a long, bougie elven name.
Oh yeah.
There we go. All right.
I was alive in the early 2000s, so I remember playing Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Nice. Does anybody want to roll a D100 and give me a phobia? Oh.
21.
21? Ooh, that's weird but entertaining. Botanophobia, fear of plants. That could easily tie into mythos.
Yeah.
I actually like that. Let's do it. I'm also a hacker, so who goes outside, right?
Yes, you don't touch grass.
Never.
Grass is evil. I'll have no.
Yeah, it's just a condition of like, go touch grass. You're like,
I don't know how detailed encounter with strange entity needs to be, but.
It does not need to be that detailed. It can.
Cool. It will be something plant related.
I mean, you
we'll
could either just pick an NLD and say that happened and either. I kind of repressed it, man. I don't really remember. Just it was bad, or just a 20-page backstory about how you were anally probed by a grass person. I don't know.
It happens.
That old backstory.
It is a class. What, the Elder Wraith of Yith doing the classic, hey, we're going to take you apart and put you back together again, and then use your body for our weird time travel shenanigans. Have fun.
Do you need to hear our brush, or are we just...
We're going to get to that in, like, a round table thing.
Sure.
Everybody's ready. Still need, names from Lance and Kyle.
Wayne
Delarue, what?
Wayne Coulier.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that with a C or a K?
Yes.
With a Q, actually.
Oh, very
cool. I mean, it's in the name.
Coulier?
No, that was Dave. Okay.
Natalie.
And you're what, Natalie, you said?
Yep.
And then Judson.
You mean Crash?
Thank you.
Crash Thunder.
Crash Thunder.
And you're...
Natalie.
Yeah. Pronouns?
She hers.
Okay, I did not want to assume.
Yep.
And your pronouns are he, him?
Alright, how do we know each other? Who started this group?
Did you say we have a vehicle?
Yes.
You have a vehicle.
What is the vehicle?
That's up to you guys.
What vehicle do we have?
Well, so I do Uber with it.
Yeah.
So
like an SUV?
Please tell me it's like an old full-size van with
like
a scene painted on the side.
Well, yeah, and it just says, yeah.
The classic Actually, wizard riding a unicorn.
Yeah.
Or like the Volkswagen van.
Oldie but a goodie.
So yeah, we'll go with like a 1980s van, minivan.
Or like the full-size van.
No.
Because I don't think they had minivans in the 80s.
Yeah.
They did.
They did. Just, yeah. So it's just a...
Maybe you converted it?
Because that was like Windstar's days.
You've got mechanical know-how, right? You can...
Yeah, it's the only thing my father left me.
So is your father dead?
Yes, but he was an accountant.
Yeah.
Or did he just leave?
Well...
We never found
funny.
A body.
Yeah.
Ah, good old tax evasion.
So for your vehicle, I'm going to put 80s minivan.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it wasn't built in the 80s, it has an 80s theme.
A mini bus, maybe?
That's just the Volkswagen name.
True.
In style.
Because I do remember having a minivan as a child, and I can't remember if it was like late 80s or early 90s, but it was somewhere.
90s was like the old Windstars.
Because it was a Chrysler.
It was the 90s. Was my friends who had the actual size vans.
Hi, yeah. Soul. What you doing?
Still got your harness on.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it might be a Volkswagen bus.
Nice. Please don't bother your brother. Lap time. Looking between a comfortable lap and harassing my brother. Decisions.
It's the two cats on his shoulder.
It's just one cat.
cat butt in the microphone.
Yeah. The audio experience of a cat's rear end.
It's two cats, but they're both singing the same thing.
Yep.
No, you can't have that. Too many spices.
Do you have a name for this vehicle?
Crash 2.
Lightning.
Sure. Yeah. The lightning van.
Yeah.
You can.
Oh, that's because
when you hear the thunder, right, when you see lightning, the thunder is
always behind it.
Yeah,
not as close
by.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's more of a. I don't go with the. It's more of like a 70s kind of van, but.
Easier to keep running, honestly. Further back you go.
As long as you don't live anywhere where there's snow.
Yeah, then it erodes. Soul, why are you licking the laptop? It does not need to be cleaned.
And how might we all know each other?
Well, basically what I want to do is start with one person, tell what happened to you, how you got involved and who brought you in, and then we'll go to that person.
I mean, I'll take the jumping off point with the whole Cthulhu experience.
Okay. All right, I've posted it without context, but there's me in front of my van.
Did you AI generate this?
Yes.
In like 3 seconds? Nice.
Took a little more than 3 seconds.
Well, I went through some variations until I found something that I thought was acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just looks like a very wrinkly Jason Bateman.
Oh my.
I smoked a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it Jason Bateman smoked a pack a day? That's what he'd look like.
Yeah. Oof.
Rough but fair. Where did you send it? Or did you post it to the group?
Just yes. to the
okay, that
role play roll crew.
There it is.
Okay. Yeah, Rachel will be like, what is this?
Yeah. Where it's not Jason Bateman, but it's just close enough that I was able to be a stunt double.
That's the uncanny Jason Bateman?
Yes.
So Dead Code had the encounter with
you could almost be Nathan Fillion.
You know, I get that.
Unnamed.
The lightning is my penis.
That's double reference.
Mythos entity.
Yep. I fucked them up pretty good. And they have basically spent half of their time trying to continue to dive into the whole mythos and prove it's real, as a good hacktivist will.
So, you probably found this group through your hacker communications. And just kind of like the informal network and decided to start your own cell, so to speak.
Gotcha.
Okay. And, okay, who did you bring in?
So we've got a stunt dude, Stunt Bateman.
Yeah.
We've got a...
waitress.
A waitress.
We've got
the Canadian.
Yeah, all of these regularly connecting with the internet. You would probably be the closest.
I mean, you might.
Yeah. I mean, occupation, and Canadian. Yeah.
That's an occupation. What are you talking about?
they're from like Colorado or something, right?
I'm from Toronto.
The land of
Ohio, right? Yes.
There probably is a Toronto, Ohio.
No, there definitely is.
Yeah.
It's like a sizable city, too, I think.
Right. I think Dead Code probably starts with Wayne.
Hmm?
Because you're on the fringes of society, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me, all right.
How did you reach out to Wayne? Like, was it, like, a mysterious...
I think it is the most, like, bland thing ever, where I needed some work done on my house or apartment or something, and called you up, and for whatever reason just got the idea of, like, hey, do you want to do some good for this world?
Not really, but,
if it's kind of high profile, I'd rather not.
I mean...
Yeah, if I can, like... You know, you're gonna pay me. That's good and whatnot. But
yeah, I'll pay you under the table.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it could be under a table. It could be over the table if that's easier. I don't really care.
Next to the table.
I don't. If there's no table involved, I'm okay with that.
I'm
not great with woodworking, anyways.
I'll just hand you the money. Yeah, yeah.
That I appreciate that, pal.
Okay, so what was your brush with the mythos?
I was a scab.
You bastard!
I did some non-union work for a man. That's kind of why I got a little ostracized from the community that I was in up in Toronto. This work ended up being a little more than I bargained for to begin with. Just ended up being a man who ran what some might call a cult.
We'll say non-union work. Not led to cult.
For some reason, put the quotations around the hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Non-union. Mm-hmm. That's Eldritch.
Okay, and who did you bring in?
What do you do again?
Host / waitress. Customer service.
That doesn't sound right. I could say that I got brought onto a movie set to help rig up an explosive.
Yeah, he's doing
some the stage or something.
Yeah.
Well, you're bad with woods.
Yeah, I don't do woods. Just fires.
Fires.
I don't do woods.
Things,
just fires.
Things that need, you know, fire to get better, not to get smaller.
And on many movie sets, people just kind of sit around smoking, waiting for the thing.
Ah,
no
thanks, bud.
About... No?
No all thanks, right. Bud. No drinking, no smoking. I'm straight edge, thank you.
Oh, that's rough.
And so you brought in Crash Thunder. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Crash. What was your brush with the...
Well, in a deleted scene from Horrible Bosses 2, there was a car chase where they were fleeing from the police. And at one point, actually, there's supposed to be a jump over the river. And I did the jump, and it was going really, really well. I am a good driver. But then right as I was about to land, for a second, like, I saw myself go hit the wall, like the embankment, and just exploded. Like, I felt myself die. There was this weird darkness and this kind of, like, murmuring. And then, actually, I had landed, and I was just sitting in my car.
Which is unusual, because he's a good driver.
Yeah. So I had this
he
weird...
will constantly remind you he's a good driver.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm a good driver.
Okay, we'll see.
I never crashed unintentionally.
But yeah, like, I basically had this moment of basically my own death and being sent to a weird, dark place. And then suddenly I was on the other side of the river.
Food's here. Oh, boy.
Unexpected death experience for a minute.
Just a minute.
And I suppose you brought in Natalie.
I brought myself.
Yeah, I kind of love that. You just, like, found this group online and you just showed up one day.
Hey, well, where do you work? What kind of restaurant?
Like a restaurant.
Like right, like a Denny's?
I was going to say, like, a Red Lobster, go high class.
I mean, it's probably, like, a restaurant by, like...
Because if it's a Denny's, I go there all the time. Can I get a coaster? Yeah. There you go.
There's another one on the floor.
It's actually Donnie's.
Bias. We aren't getting paid, so it has to be a Donnie's.
Because, yeah, I would happily be able to bring you in, because I always go there after a scene and just tell you about all the incredible work I do. Because I assume you want to hear it all the time.
I mean, you're a loyal customer. Do you tip well?
You're not actually trying to flirt with her, but you think that she thinks you are.
Well, I rather, you know, I feel that my presence is kind of like a tip. And I tell you all about what it'd be like to be in the business.
I tip with exposure.
People. A scab and an exposure payment.
Yeah.
Well, you're not the worst customer.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
What are you talking about? I'm a great customer.
Yep.
Exactly, you're not the worst.
For some odd reason, the prices on the menu and the prices that you get on your receipt never match. I don't know why. Don't know why.
Is that your brush with the Eldritch?
I like to think my brush is like, I thought I was like feeding a homeless person, and it turned out to be like a strange entity, and it was like a very pleasant experience until like you guys showed up to like point out that that was a strange thing, and it kind of got a little crazy. And that's when we fully got folded in.
Have a good deed ruined by the spook squad.
You'd been feeding it, but in reality you'd been feeding it your blood and you just didn't know.
Maybe.
Exactly, you can't remember.
It's just like really like chicken.
Fresh chicken.
From a dead
chicken.
Like, which is really chicken. Weird.
Yeah, I work at Donnie's, but I only eat at Denny's.
I buy from Donnie's and then walk to the Denny's.
Or a ghost kitchen?
Yeah, basically.
Chug's like LA.
Alright.
Alright, now. For the last question, were you the firstborn? Tell me yes or no. Sam?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Lance?
Third child. No.
One of many, a truly horrible thing I experienced.
Okay. Why did I put Sam there instead of no? Okay. Okay. Jetson?
First and only.
First and only.
That can only be one.
Kyle?
Oh yeah, I got four brothers. I'm the oldest.
Okay.
Almost your whole hockey team right there.
They're actually quintuplets.
Quintuplets.
Yeah, I was the first one out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Real go-getter I am.
Okay.
I was third in line, but I push my way right up to the front there.
Real hockey move. Just pushed them
just
up.
Just checked them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Empty netter is what we called it.
All right, you guys ready?
Uh-huh.
Right out that penalty Uh-oh. Box.
We were doing so well with no cats.
And there they come. Well, I mean, you did breathe.
This one's been up there like a gargoyle for a while.
Just look at those eyes.
Find someone who looks at you.
The way Soul looks at chicken. Yes. Maybe not, though. That's like...
A little much.
It's bordering on, like, fetish.
Yeah, he's like... Oh, it even follows your hand. From,
yes.
From plate to mouth. Yes.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.